It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison. The song that we're listening to is called Juke by Little Walter Jacobs. Although it might not sound revolutionary to modern ears, when this came out in 1951, nobody had ever heard harmonica played like this, ever.
Well, it really has an aggressive, in-your-face sound.
Yeah, and I think in order to really grasp the change that Little Walter made, we have to put the sound in your mind of what harmonica sounded like before Little Walter.
Okay, well, here's a Jazz Gillum track from 1941 called Is That a Monkey You Got?
All right, now let's hear some more from Juke. Little Walter's innovation was that he put the harmonica and the microphone together in his cupped hands.
Well, yeah, I mean, earlier players like Sonny Boy Williamson were holding that harmonica in their cupped hands, but Little Walter held the harmonica right on top of the microphone, blew really loud, and played through amps that were turned up so that they were overdriving.
Yeah, he was kind of like the Jimi Hendrix of the harmonica, you know, using technology in ways that it was never meant to be used.
Juke was Little Walter's first hit record. He was a 22-year-old kid from central Louisiana, came up to Chicago, been playing with Muddy Waters' band for about a year.
Yeah, but Little Walter left Muddy's band as soon as Juke became a hit and would come back to record with Muddy Waters. He played on most of Muddy's iconic records, like this one, Hoochie Coochie Man from 1954. And because the Muddy Waters songs that Walter recorded on are now so well known, he's thought of by many as Muddy Waters' harmonica player rather than a band leader in his own right.
Actually, Little Walter had more chart success, more hits than Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf. 14 top 10 hits in all between 1952 and 1958. And here's one of them, 1955, My Babe.
Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, My Babe was Little Walter's last number one hit. He'd been living pretty fast, he was an alcoholic, he had a terrible temper, and that was all beginning to show up in his work.
Yeah, and he died in 1968, age 37.
And by 68, blues and rock fans didn't think anything of hearing amplified harmonica, but Little Walter did it first. So to this day, anybody who plays a harmonica through an amp owes a debt to Little Walter.
So you're talking about guys like Junior Wells and Charlie Musselwhite, James Cotton, Paul Butterfield. In fact, let's go out with some Paul Butterfield, just to be with you, 1965, blowing some Little Walter-style harmonica.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm Nick Morrison.
And I'm John Kessler. You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.